Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ida Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations who would like to join us who are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. So do we have any of those stations wishing to check in?
Yes, KPR. Good evening, Kevin.
All right, that recognizes Rich. Anyone else? Okay, Rich. Well, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us. And how are things with you?
Well, I'm definitely staying inside, staying warm, staying out of the snow. And it's, it looks almost like Christmas out there, the way the snow is falling tonight. It's slowed down. It's coming down in big flakes, falling slowly, not blowing around. So we might get a little bit of accumulation out of this. The ground is completely covered right now. So, who knows? Had my aide here today. She got here around 3, left around 6, and she got all her work done and then some. And then we also sat down here and had a fish fry tonight. Because she's done so much for me, I bought her dinner, but she didn't have to worry about going home cooking. And after that, it's been really quiet. Been sitting here on the computer, trying to get things straightened out with all my files. And I had a lot of files. There's probably over 5,000 on here. Or more. I should say 5,000 directories. Files I've lost track of. And I've got 9 flash drives that are all full too, so. It's fun juggling everything around, trying to get everything to put right. And that's about it. You know, it's been, since my aide left, it's been very quiet and not much going on. Except this morning, I gotta say one thing. I sat down and had breakfast this morning. Got on the phone, made a couple calls. Called a friend of mine, see how her little 3-year-old was doing. She was spending time in the hospital. And I sat there after that phone call. I just sat back in my recliner and closed my eyes a little bit, just getting ready to take a quick nap. And all of a sudden, I heard a big racket outside. I thought somebody was tearing the building apart with a jackhammer. It turned out to be a couple of electricians putting in some lights and fans in the hallway out front. So much for my nap. That ended that right there. Back to you, Kathy. Answer KPR. Good evening, everybody who's listening in and ready to check in. Answer KPR.
All right, I thought I heard another mobile or portable or battery powered station in there. Please call in. OK, Okay, Rich, well, thanks for joining us, and good luck on your computer, Rich. Good God. Yeah, the snow is sticking up here, too. We've got 27 degrees. So I have to say, too, your audio and your signal is exemplary this evening. So very, very good. All right. This is KC2YXN. I am now listening for any EchoLink stations who would like to join us. Is there anyone on EchoLink who would like to check in? Okay, well, we'll check with EchoLink again a little later on and see if they're up yet. So, okay. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
In 5 AOW, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
Okay, we have Bob and John. Any other stations out there, even guests? Alrighty. Okay, Bob, well, yay. Thanks for joining us this evening, and how are things up your way?
Good evening, Kathy, everyone on the net, and John, and 5 AOW. I'll tell you what, last night we went to well, I didn't do to that. We went to a concert at Turning Stone. They had Carlos Santana there, and I would imagine you and John can appreciate that. I'll tell you what, had been to one of their concerts years ago, one of his, way back. And the one last night was absolutely phenomenal. And what I didn't know is that the drummer, what the heck is her name? Cindy Blackman Santana. Must be Carlos' daughter. I'll tell you what, was absolutely phenomenal. I've heard a lot of drummers through the years in different bands. This lady is phenomenal. Just incredible, and the concert itself was just unbelievable. So, needless to say, we had a tremendously good time and really enjoyed it. Don't get out too often other than something local, and it just really made the effort worthwhile. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Kathy, say 73 to everyone online tonight, and everyone have a good evening. So, N5AOW, back to night control.
Well, Bob, I gotta say I'm green with envy. I love Santana. I have never seen him. We've seen a lot of bands who've been around for a while, but I have not seen him. So, did they have a full percussion, you know, they have different congas and bongos and all different types of drums. Did they have that at the concert you saw?
It was absolutely phenomenal. They had, I guess, a full complement. You know, she was, when you look at it from where we were sitting, well, anywhere really, she was center, and then the bongos were to the looking at the group, they were to the right, and then the other drums also were on the left. So there was three complements of that, plus the keyboard and everything else involved, and the singers were just incredible. The only way I could describe it, it made your hair stand up. So it was remarkable. You know, it's something that is really memorable. And the group combined probably, I'm trying to count as they talk, and I'm thinking there were probably nine, somewhere in that area, nine or ten of them. but they just did an incredible job.
Oh boy, I can just picture that. Well, that's great. Good for you. Excellent. All right, next up is WA2U.
Okay, WA2U, well, we'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there monitoring. We just came in, so I'm not sure if, I don't know if the link is up or not, so there you go. Had a good day today, and Bob, glad you enjoyed your concert last night. It's very rare to have big groups around anymore. I think the last concert we went to was Steely Dan maybe a year or two ago out in out towards Rochester. And I think there were about 13 people in that band, but it's very unusual because, you know, they usually play an area. It's very expensive to have that many musicians. A lot of times, in fact, they were talking about the Phantom of the Opera coming into Syracuse for a number of days, and I think they said they hire like 100 local people. And a lot of bands do that, they hire local people, but I know that Santana and Carlos Santana's music is so specialized, they probably have to travel with their own people. But, yeah, we've never been there, and it's probably a great venue, like the Landmark is in Syracuse for concerts with audio and things. So some places are just so big that unless you're right up front, you can't hear a thing. And I think, I'm not sure if it's tomorrow night or something, they have a country western singer coming into the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. And boy, if you don't have the right seats, yeah, it could be kind of interesting. I've heard a number of concerts there, but it's all like with ham radio, you know, location, location, location. Well, let's see. It's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. will be the call-up for the E-cars and 7.255. They usually have their roll call. I believe it's always the second Saturday of the month. And they usually do it by call area, so that might be interesting. And then maybe later on, if some other people check in, or maybe I'll make another comment about, I usually try to provide a little bit of tech kind of things on a Friday evening, but related to the hobby, or just share a piece of equipment. I've talked about headphones and some other different things, and it's kind of a kind of an interesting thing to do, I guess, to share some things that around the station or the ham shack that I find beneficial. So I'll turn it back over to that. Maybe some other people will be joining us here this evening. We've tuned into the local news here, and besides weather, the economy has not been doing the greatest. Certainly our thoughts are with people up in the Lowville area. That's significant. And in the Syracuse area, they're closing some, I guess, JCPenney's closing down the shopping town. And there's no good time of the year. And up in Lowville, I've been listening to some of that on the music. So.
All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
WA to you with information.
Go ahead, WA to you.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting about the work. I had a chat with someone the other day, and a fellow I worked with, and you know, we all had decent jobs. Well, anyways, someone told me they saw him working at Upstate doing maintenance work. I said, I can't believe it, and literally pushing a broom. So you got to do what you got to do. Pay bills. We haven't quite figured that one out yet, but he likes people. Maybe his retirement, he just wants to get out of the house and be around people and keep busy. Anyways, tonight I want to talk about the MERS radio. They've been around for a number of years, and we have them. And they're kind of handy. Good weather is on the way, so says the weather report. And there's a lot of outside projects, and sometimes we have a project where it's putting up an antenna tower, or whatever, and we have non-amateur radio people helping us. So the MERS are very handy for that. They're also very handy for people that are out in the outdoors, hiking, hunting, whatever it might be. There's five channels, they were introduced a few years ago and they kind of went away, but they're definitely out there. I think what kept people a little away from them, a lot of the MERS radios, the ones we have are made by Motorola, and unfortunately a lot of radios now in the amateur market are very cheap and expensive. You get what you pay for. You pay cheap, you get cheap. So, you know, they're good radios. They're built well. The ones we have are their model RMM2050, R Radio Mike Mike 2050. And they come with a 2100 milliamp lithium ion battery, which plugs into a charger. And actually, the back of the charger has a mini USB port. So you can hook it up to various other devices to charge it, but there's no display. Some have a display. These do not. There's no real need for it. They actually have speech built into them, and the menu, it has a series of keys so you can do programming. The radio, as I said, it'll scan. It has five channels. They all have different deviations. They're good for a couple miles. They're built very well. They've got a belt clip on them. They have a microphone. We have microphones. I have one that has a noise-canceling mic because I usually have it on when I'm over by the wood splitter, and Kathy has one. Also, the mic I discovered today has a plug, both mics do, where you can plug in a headset. So you can have the microphone clipped to your lapel, or if you're in a loud environment, you can put the headset. But with a 2100 milliamp battery, and even the bigger batteries, that battery will last, obviously, all day. As I was saying, one thing I think that deterred people was the FRS radios came out. We have FRS, GMRS radios also, but they don't have the range that these do. These have short antennas, not a whole lot of buttons, and kind of handy. As I said, they're built very, very well. If anyone's doing hunting or serious outside stuff, I know people in construction use them. Those are kind of neat. That's the RMM 2050. We've used them all summer. We've used them in the winter. And as I said, they're not inexpensive, but you get what you pay for. We've got a lot of volume, and they're, you know, they're built to spec. So wanted to share that with people, and something to think about if you're out there. The other thing that is nice too is a lot of times if it's a public service event, people will use the MRS radios. The MERS radios, rather, and if you have a radio, you can help them out in that respect, because the MERS frequencies are, you know, standard all across the United States or whatever. So, anyways, WATU, back tonight with my tech talk for the evening.
Well, thank you, John. Very good. Yes, those are very handy. One thing that came in handy, too, there were fellows working on our house, and one gentleman was in the basement, and the other guy was on the roof, and every time they had to communicate. Okay, before I close the net, I always give our Friday evening chuckle, and this is less of a joke than two good quotes with a little bit of humor thrown in. So here they go. All right, experience is something you don't get until just after you need it. And the problem with the gene pool is there's no lifeguard. I will now close the Black River Valley service net. I would like to thank everyone who checked in this evening. And we will turn the repeater to back to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Rich, Bob, and John for joining us. And all you scanner listeners out there, I know you're out there. Thanks for listening. Everybody have a wonderful evening. Stay warm. Stay hopeful that it's spring is coming. And have a great time. This is KC2YXN Clear.
N5AOWWA2, just for a moment. Bob, you're still there?
Okay,
NWA to you, N5AOW. Yeah, by the way, it sounds like you're on a different radio tonight. It sounds good, Bob. yeah, Kathy and I haven't gone to a concert in a while. We just haven't found something that, of course, in Syracuse, it's very easy to get to concerts because you had the airport there and train was close by and stuff. And, but anyways, I was telling Kathy, I said, a lot of times, you know, I used to know people and I'd get good tickets through them and good seating, but one of the key determinators of the good seating was, if you, at least in the past, if you had a seat next to the people that were running the mixing board. Okay, they were running the mixing board, you had a good seat because obviously, you know, they had to be in the middle of the middle of things to make the person sitting at that mixing board is the pilot, whether they're going to determine what happens, and if they have an off night. We've been to some concerts where the bands, you always feel sorry for the first band. Well, the band sounded great the first band, and then the next band sounded horrible. So that I want to make one, you know, comment about the that. And there's a couple places, probably the Turning Stone falls into this category, where they're able to set up speakers and get everything acoustically adjusted to the room, tweaked and optimized, where, you know, they go into the carrier dome, they got to put up scaffolding, and they do the best they can, but it's, you know, it's a, I guess they do it from experience, but yeah, that sounds like it's a really good venue for whatever is playing there. They were able to get the mix going and stuff, but I had to throw that up off the mixing board, because you want to be near it, but you don't want the mixing board in front of you, because you can't see anything, but if you're close to that, you're good seating. So glad you had a good time, and appreciate your comments about the performance. It's nice that we still have some of that stuff going on in our area at WATU.
Absolutely, John. Yeah, I'll tell you what impressed me, I think, was the fact that we sat, our seats were in, well, they're numbered around, you know, I'm trying to recall now, kind of had a horseshoe type thing, but we were in 32, row 32, I guess they would call it, but it was aisle, you know, you had ABC. On up, I think we were the last one. Yeah, I had to kind of get this picture back in my mind, but it was the center from us down below, and that was a lot of road, probably floor level. I would say they had a crew down there was working with, I would think, the mixer and a few other things, and then if we're we sat, you looked up to the left, up in a, it's like a cubicle way up in the ceiling. There was a few guys up there, I could see the monitoring light, you know, where the, you got little LEDs and put.
Roger, thank you for your check-in. Calling for
Oxfam. N5AOW, good evening.
Roger, that's 5 AM. Good
evening, Bill. Calling for Act 10, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. Check-ins would be appreciated. Calling for Act 10, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your check. Much appreciated. We will be clear.